it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans stock up, stock down on the drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
You're damn right. Every hump day on Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk program. That'd be this one you're treating your ears to right now. The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. We do a little stock up, stock down. Our best Wolf of Wall Street impressions. And I want to start with you first this week, Clint Sterner. This week's edition of Stock Up, Stock Down is college football. And if you folks did not know, my Aggies and Clint's Piggies, them Hogs, they got a matchup in Fayetteville on Saturday, I believe at about 2:30 p.m. for kickoff. But I want to start with you, Clint. Stock Up, Stock Down around the world of college football right now this week. I assume your stock down will be the Hogs having to play the Aggies, but what's your stock down?
No. Our stock is about as low as it can get. You want stock down or stock up?
Stock
I'm sorry,
down.
I talked over you.
No, you're good.
I'm going to go with Boss Man's Auburn Tigers, man. You freeze. I mean, I don't follow Auburn.
Eagles.
I don't. Are they?
I can't.
They do have
up.
A low. They
war
do.
Eagle,
they do have
Tigers.
They're Tigers, but their chant is their war hymn, if you will, is an eagle, and I believe that's one of the coolest things in college football, though, by the way. Too bad they can't win games to let the world watch it every week.
Wah, wah.
That eagle flying down and landing.
Oh, yeah,
that's solid, man. Right now, the Auburn Tigers are 3-3, and Jackson Darnold, who was – or Arnold, not Darnold. Sorry about that, Sam. Jackson Arnold, who was at one point a five-star, was at Oklahoma, transferred to Auburn. You know, sometimes that works out, sometimes it doesn't. It's not been all it was cracked up to be with the Jackson Arnold marriage to Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze being an offensive-minded head coach, really one of the better offensive-minded coaches out there. I thought this was going to be a match made in heaven. I thought Auburn was going to be back, I'll be honest with you. I thought they were going to be back. A couple of the SEC powerhouses are down. It was an opportunity, I thought, for somebody else to kind of arrive. And I thought that could be Auburn. And I think bigger picture here, stock down for me, is talking to Boss Man yesterday. I think he's in the fire Hugh Freeze. Get him the hell up out of town ASAP. I think he's in that crowd. And what makes that interesting to me is, you know, Hugh Freeze had this plan. And I don't know all the details, but I'm very interested in NIL and transfer portal plans. And there apparently was, like, Hugh Freeze's kind of approach to the NIL stuff was to kind of rat hole some money, develop some younger players for a year or two, and then make a big splash and go like bolster a roster that you've developed with guys that you paid for, that you bring in these former four and five stars, and boy, you just take off. So I was overly patient with Hugh Freeze is where I'm going. And now to see 3-3, Boss Man not happy, I got to say the stock is down on Hugh Freeze, and I thought it was going to be high. I thought we were going to be singing a different song about Auburn, man. Hate to say it, but my stock down is Hugh Freeze and the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, I'm with. I really like that hire. I was a fan of Hugh Freeze despite the off the field stuff, but for sure, I'm with you on the whole stock down. Hasn't had a winning season in 3 years. Only 5-14 in the SEC. It's bad. So yeah, that seat is certainly heating up for him.
Well, you know, the thought of, like, be patient because I got this plan. So you don't even worry about the record in first year. You don't even worry about Fair. And then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, this plan's not going to work out the way you thought it was. So now let's bring them first two season records back into this mix.
But also then, nowadays, like just there's not as much pay. It used to be give a guy 3 to 4 years to turn the program around. Yeah. But nowadays with the money and everything, it's like, let's win right now. What are we waiting for?
You better get back on them 1-900 numbers again on that credit, on that school credit card or whatever he's doing at Ole Miss.
Yeah, Aggies, we're hearing that patience talk. Be patient for a long old time with old Jimbo Fisher. Some bitch. But there's Sterner Stock Down. It is Stock Up, Stock Down here on The Drive. Every Wednesday right around 3:20, Sterner laid out his Stock Down around the world of college football. It's Auburn, them Auburn Eagles, Tigers, whatever the hell those losers are. Over to you, Luke. What is your Stock Down, sir, around college football right now?
Jimbo Fisher. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to pander here a little bit. I'll say Bill O'Brien for Stock Down. Because I know how much he's so beloved in these parts. Started off really good at Boston College last year, and then they ended up losing 5 of their last 8. But even worse, this year, they're 1-5. The one victory was against Fordham. So they're really 0-5 against FBS competition.
He said Fordham, not Florida.
Yeah, Fordham, yeah. And so they're 0-5 against FBS competition, and they lost by 40 points 2 weeks ago. They lost by 30-plus points this past week. He's an offensive guy, and yet they have a bottom-5 rushing attack in the country. And Reese Davis called them called Boston College a mess on College Game Day this weekend. So it is not going well. Funny enough, they're mentioning Bill O'Brien still to return to Penn State and replace James Franklin.
That can't be real.
There's some rumors of that, at least. But,
I mean, I hope they do. I be honest with you, I hope I'm not a Penn State guy. For whatever reason, I do have it's not healthy. It's not fair.
If Petrino can return to the Hogs.
Come on, man.
It's true.
Keep my Hogs out of your
mouth. Just saying. That is a wild-ass story we need to dive into at some point this week.
You can always go back home.
We got them Stock Downs, them negatives out of the way. You're listening to The Drive, Sterner and Hughley. Stock Up, Stock Down, College Football Edition. Now we move on to those Stock Ups. Who around the world of college football has that arrow pointing up in the stock market in your eyes, Mr. Luke Morrow?
I'm going to take the low-hanging fruit and say Kurt Cignetti for Indiana, because I think Saturday was the biggest win in program history. Just the second time Indiana's ever beaten a ranked team on the road. They're not a football school, and yet he's turned them into a football school in less than a year and a half. They have 0 5 stars on the roster. They have less talent based off of the recruiting rankings than even the aforementioned Boston College. They're ranked 72nd, Indiana is, in the country for talent based off of recruiting rankings. And yet, they just did something last year's national champ couldn't do. Ohio State lost at Oregon last year. Indiana went to Oregon and won by double digits. They're a legitimate national title contender. And I think it is, I've been thinking about this all week, I think this is the best coaching job I've ever seen in my lifetime in college football. At least Nick Saban, you had Bear Bryant previously at Alabama. For Colorado there in the early 90s, they had some success prior. You know, Bill Snyder did a great job at Kansas State, but was never really in the national championship conversation like Indiana is now. I think Kurt Cignetti, I think what we've seen the last year and a half is the most impressive thing I've seen from a college football coach in the last, in 35-plus years.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair. Now what does he do? Does he shock the world in state of Indiana, or is he a legit Penn State, I would think, target? The number one target, are they able to go get him and bring him back? Or not bring him back, but bring him to Happy Valley. That would be – I love Kurt Cignetti. I mean, look, I like him. I like his story like that anyway. But then when he sat down with us at the Bear Bryant Awards a couple years ago, I guess it was last year, you can't help but like the dude. I mean, it's a weird older white guy, straight-laced, when he walks up, and then all of a sudden he sits down and he's got some swag and some juice, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute, where'd that come from?
Where's he going, Finn?
You can understand how he can do it all. He can appeal to the masses, but – yeah, that's a good one, man.
Would not surprise me if that move happened, him heading up to Penn State. That's Luke's Stock Up. Put a lid, a cap on this thing for us, Clint Sterner, Dirty Red. Your Stock Up in the world of college football right now as we stand.
Well, this is not only Stock Up. This is an amazing story going on in college football that you may or may not know about. Trinidad Chambliss, he is the Ole Miss quarterback, and he's got the Rebels. He's quarterbacked the Rebels to 6-0. He's got 7 passing touchdowns, almost 1,300 yards through the air. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns and almost 300 yards on the ground. True dual threat guy, a little bit undersized, but his story is absolutely tremendous. He was the backup. They had their The starter was I can't remember the kid's name, but they had a starter that was a bigger armed, faster, you know, a higher star rating and all that, gets injured, and this quarterback Trinidad Chambliss comes in and is lighting college football on fire in Lane Kiffin's offense at Ole Miss. But the story is, you know, he came from Division II. He transferred in from Division II. He quarterbacked Ferris State to a national championship. I think it was their third national championship in 4 years. And he put up big numbers there, was on that level because he didn't – I don't think he played a ton in high school. He is an undersized guy. And he got a chance to come to the Division I level and ends up at Ole Miss and ends up playing and playing early. I think it was week one or week two. I can't remember when the quarterback got injured, but I know he played against and beat my Arkansas Razorbacks and lit us the hell up. Through the air and on the ground. But if you get a chance to watch this kid play, man, and hopefully he can keep this run alive for the Rebels at and the undefeated run and get to the college football playoffs. And he's one of those guys that isn't the biggest, fastest, strongest guy, but an opportunity landed at his feet, and he is literally taking the bull by the horns and playing some lights-out quarterback right now, man. And what a story. If he could take Division II Fair State to a national title, I think he finished third in the Harlan Hill Award, which is the Heisman Trophy for Division II football, and then transfers to D1. And if he can take a team, even if he can just take a team to the SEC Championship or even to the College Football Playoffs,